We must move swiftly, but not at the expense of surprise. This catacomb is ancient. The dead must go back generations. But we're not alone with the dead. There are two sets of footprints ahead of us. Come now.
Right, and welcome back. We're going to talk about Saturday.
Now, Saturday, it's like...
Oh, I love Saturday.
I love it. I think it's the full day. And I think you summed it up really well when we first got there on Friday. I remember you saying that LARP, there's so little time and you want to do so much.
Mm-hmm.
That you really, the kind of... It feels like a lot of time, but really you've just got the Saturday, a little bit of time on the Friday, and a little bit of time on the Sunday. And it's basically just the battle on the Sunday.
All these plans... That kind of just, there's just not enough time. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I end up just kind of half-assing a whole bunch of it.
But in a weird way, I think what the solution to that is to pick the things that you want to do and then role-play them harder.
Yeah, and be more organised,
like,
basically.
But not even that. Like, if you can't make everything, then your character has to pick one, which one to miss, you know?
Some of these were, like, OC stuff.
Yeah.
And the OC stuff just fell to the wayside a lot of the time. It was really annoying. I was like, I want to go and see people and say hello to certain people. And it was just like... Didn't get around to it at all.
Yeah. It's difficult. And again, the weather is a huge factor in that and just the logistics of moving around. But also the fatigue.
I spent a lot of this weekend fighting.
Yeah. And I think that's what we wanted to do, right? Yeah. And it's a great thing to take the new people as well into the battles and stuff. Because it's immediate RP. It's immediate immersion.
Let's just jump straight into the first battle.
Yeah, I think so.
So Saturday morning is the Navarre where we get to take...
The field as ourselves.
In the big battle.
And normally we've had it where that hasn't been until the Sunday. So the last battle of the weekend has been us as our characters. And the first one was monstering.
Mm-hmm.
Having it the other way around, like the risk, because we've already seen someone die. So all of a sudden, like, the risk to your character on Saturday.
Yeah, and like, Good Dave is one of our good fighters, right? He's a big, tall lad. He's very strong. You know what I mean? He's legit.
Yeah, he's...
If he can go down...
Anyone can go down.
Anyone can go down.
Yeah.
At any moment, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So basically what, we start mustering up to go and do the stuff. Oh, I should say, at this point, Ian's all talking about how this weekend... It's all about the Navarre, sticking together, being like, we're brothers to the end, you know what I mean? We're not letting anything happen again, like what happened to Derry.
Yeah.
We're going to stand together. Bloody Navarchers show up.
Yeah, and but those bonds
break. The Navarchers are the bow people, the archers of the Navarre, who have
come
together
as
a pack.
And it's just great fun. I think, like... I just immediately left you guys. It was pretty bad. And just went with my military unit that I'm in.
All I can say is, bros before bows.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say to that. It's ridiculous.
I love it. I think...
You're all your bows hanging out, like, having a great time. And there's us on the front line absolutely eating shit.
It's... I've mentioned it before, but basically when you play the archer game, it can be quite a lonely experience if you're just off doing your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you miss sometimes is maybe that camaraderie you have on the front line, which is awesome, by the way. And you got a lot of that.
Hey, this battle is a very interesting battle for
archers.
Yeah,
this is a really interesting one.
Right, so, and bear in mind, it's strong winds as well, and archers, they're completely useless in strong wind.
Yeah.
Right? So, do you remember who was on our side again?
I think it was like Highguard and Urizen and I think Dawn as well.
It was Dawn, definitely Dawn.
So it was lots of shiny. I think with the League or with us, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't want to say.
Mercenaries.
I might be wrong.
I think there were some mercenaries.
Yeah, that was it. So I think Urizen had hired some League mercenaries to come and fight with them.
So there's League people. So it's still mind-blowing to see all these different nations show up.
And they're
so obviously that nation now.
Yeah. Like, when you start recognising.
You're like, that's who that is, that's who that is, that's who that is. Like, 100%. Yeah. And they act like that, like the way that like some of them show up for battle, like they do, like we marched up there and were first, but then once we got there, we kind of hung out and like chatted a bit, and the other nations show up, and some of them showed up in like proper uniform, like lined and marched up. Look at us, like Navarre, just hanging out like absolute scum, and it was brilliant. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's really cool, like watching these different types of military move around, and everybody organizes themselves kind of IC in the right way. The battle experience is so good. Like, the RP that you can have very easily just through getting involved in a fight is so, so good.
Right, so we're all there, ready to go.
The basic mission plan of the battle is that we have to breach these three gates,
mm-hmm.
hold these sort of areas, and hold it for an hour, and then withdraw and hold the field for 15 minutes, I think it was. So Navarre are a very kind of like aggressive fighty nation. Like, we're really good on the offense, pushing through with momentum. We don't hold that well. Like playing the whole shield war game, which is more sort of a Wintermarky kind of thing.
Or like a polearm game.
Yeah, isn't... I mean, we have a lot of polearms,
mm-hmm.
but they're not like the really long pike-like sort of stuff. It's
they're not
often coupled with shields as well, or big shields anyway, which is the other part of that combo when you're going for a defensive kind of hold. That's not really how we operate. But weirdly for me, when we were moving with Navarre, the Navarchas broke off to the right to help out one of the other groups moving through, which is Urizen.
Is this the field bit?
Yeah.
Right.
So I was kind of torn between helping you guys and then going over there. And then I went over
you
there.
You weren't in the woods?
No. I'll get to it. So what ended up happening, I ended up running over there as this force pushed through that gate.
Mm-hmm.
I assumed the Navarchas were in that push, so I went through with them. And I think what actually happened is the Navarchas had then headed back to your group and pushed through with you guys.
The main Navarre force, yeah.
Yeah. So I ended up being like, me and a couple of Navarre were over there randomly in like the Urizen.
It was Urizen, right?
It was Urizen and Dawn, I think, in that sort of space.
That's rough.
And stuff got like crazy in there.
Right, start of the battle, we head off through the wood. We meet skirmishers on the left flank, which is the wooded area.
Mm.
So we like meet them and we're playing this weird little, like, we're taunting each other, a lot of maneuvering in front of each other.
Yeah.
Slowly advancing, and then things started to like escalate a little bit, and there was a lot of archer fire, a lot of having to look out for that.
Fighting the Druge, by the way, who we fought before.
The Druge are like the nasty, nasty orcs, yeah. You know, and they're latex masks, but they're really horrible dicks about it. You know what I mean?
And they've got a lot of archers generally, and things like poison and sort of dirty tricks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
so basically we started to come into contact with them, a lot of shouting at each other, which was good fun. Started to run through. We played these like little, like tiny little battles almost, where they would come towards them, they would retreat, one of them would be left, then would charge forward and batter that one guy, slowly filling their number. And we're like, this is good sport, you know what I mean? Like, Carradine and Vance, we were very careful. We basically did this until it ended up in a rout of the Druge, and we really drove at them, and it was all basically trying to chase after them and batter them as they're leaving. And then we came up onto the gate, right? And they're trying to defend the gate. And Navarre's like fighting them and stuff like this.
Yeah.
And then I hear a call behind us, like, make room, Dawn are coming through.
Right.
And there's just a line of, a column of Dawn.
Right.
Right. Shiny fucking armor, the whole works. And they're like, for glory this and for glory that. And we start, Navarre just start, I think we started chanting Dawn.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or glory or something like whatever. Glory, like, I can't even remember what it was.
Glory as they went through.
It was fucking epic to see.
This was just before I split off. I was there as well.
The way the line split up as everyone yelled that Dawn are coming.
And we were getting them well
pumped
up.
They were so fucking pumped as they passed through. It was like, it was so good. And they just charged through and plow out there. I don't know how effective it was, because there was just hell on the other side of that. Like, like in my armor, like, I think I have what, like, 5 or 6 hit points?
Yeah.
And it's like, I would not want to be the first person through that fucking wall.
They were all up for it. It was so good. Really, that was a great moment, actually. And
then we spilled out to try and join out. And
yeah.
So then you basically, from the gate, we head out into like a wooded area.
Yeah.
And man.
So this is when I've lost you. You've gone through that gate. I'm in the other gate.
You're at the Urizen gate. I'm on the, I think, the middle gate.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
And I'm on the right flank of the middle gate bulge, right? And this bulge is a kind of weird line. I think it joins up with the first gate.
Yeah.
But it is just fighting along every inch of it. We've basically become these two giant thick lines that are just
separated, like, though, from each other.
Yeah, and they're wobbly, and there's different strengths in different areas. And it's just, it's absolute fucking carnage. And I'm on the absolute writer's flank of that.
So I could see you a bunch of times during this battle.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I even like shot a guy who was coming towards
there was and so
from like a big distance. He was like, I could see him kind of moving with like another person.
How far would you say the distance is between the two gates? It was like you could see people,
yeah, and possibly, I could see you quite clearly,
but probably difficult to communicate, right?
Yeah, I shouted for you, but you were just in the zone killing stuff.
And we basically got caught on this, like, I really, all I could see was this our side, and if I just had a few more numbers here, I just had a few more soldiers of the Empire to join me, I could have pushed around there, wrapped up the other flank that was like pressing Urizen. Urizen would definitely out, and we would annihilate them, right?
Yeah, but everyone's pinned down.
And
though,
was like yelling, and I was like, oh, I need some more people, and like people kept coming out to me and being like, that's the commander wants. More men over here, he'll let us know. And I'm just like, I'm if-anning up right now, right? I just want to go and kill them. And we're playing this with these lines where basically archers are just firing backwards and forwards.
Mm.
And like, there's just, when you get hit in the chest with an arrow and you're not wearing good armor, you're down immediately, right? So it's this brutal, like, war of attrition with arrows basically being collected and fired back at each other.
It's that's part of the archery game now, since that's ramped up a lot, right?
Well, this because it was static for an hour, right? So, and the commander comes up to me, or the general of the army, and he's yelling at me, and I start yelling at him, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, let's just go kill him! We can do this! You know what I mean? Like, they're just over there! We just had, like, you gave me eight people, you know what I mean? Like, just to go over there and charge around there, we could wrap all this thing up. And it was, I'll wrap this whole story up now, but man, after the battle, I got off the field, and I was like, man, that was actually a real dick move, me doing that, you know what I mean? But Icy, I was like, it was a dick move for me to do, right? Because it was, I wasn't respecting his position, right? So after the battle, I sought him out and I went up and I apologized. And he was like, no, you're doing it out of from the right place. And it was, I wanted just to kill Druge. You know what I mean? That's all I wanted to do. I want to wrap that line up.
It's kind of IC, though, right, for your character in a way. 100%. It's very, very Ifan, right? Because Ifan would do that. I mean, he's our Ash Keeper, and he's like a badass motherfucker.
I want to kill all the enemy.
Yeah.
But I want to do it strategically with the right advantage.
You've been pulled off the field for killing too many before.
Well, he's like, my arm gets tired. You know what I mean?
With like people have to pull you back.
But yeah, so that was a really nice bit of RP, just kind of like doing it, and it's like respect to the generals. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I'm an idiot because also the job wasn't to go out there
and attack, right?
And to wipe out the Druge.
It was just a hold.
Yeah. It was just a hold.
Yeah.
We were doing just fine.
He was totally right. Yeah, yeah.
He was 100% in the right. It's such good RP.
Yeah, it was great.
I did get knocked on the noggin 3 times in a row by
I remember you talking about this. Yeah, so this is, I guess it kind of goes in, like, I'm going to have something a bit like this later, but I think for you it was maybe a bit different. And it's an interesting thing when you have, again, like the boundary between how much sort of force you're willing to accept, mm-hmm. or kind of types of contact you're willing to accept, and the risk that you have to kind of go in knowing that those types of things that you don't like could potentially happen, even though they're not desirable.
I don't know. It was in the heat of the moment, and a guy hit me 3 times, and the second time I was like, dude, like, try and be careful of the head, and he yelled back at me, it's a fair game target if it's the only thing I can aim at, right?
Yeah.
And this is completely true, and this happens, I think, quite a lot on the battlefield, where you get two people that are like, from my interpretation, me being also the guy being hit in the head, my point of view is you should try and avoid hitting people in the head, right? Yeah. Whereas this guy's point of view was, well, if it's the only target I can hit, I'll hit the head.
Yeah.
It's a really weird fucking rule.
Yeah, and
right?
I think, like, you talked about maybe, like, what if there were no points
for this head one thing hits? I'm really curious about. What if you didn't get any points for hitting someone in the head?
I don't know. I think, like, I think it's there for immersion levels, but I do think it does put people in uncomfortable positions sometimes. But having said that, it's so rare, and it's cool.
I don't
like,
even know whether I fully believe in this.
Yeah,
I just
for example,
had, like,
you
one
getting
kind
hit,
of annoying experience,
yeah,
and then I'm like, I can't. Yeah,
you getting hit by the arrow that time and going straight down. That was an awesome moment of RP.
It was good,
and
fun.
that got you in the head. And it's like, so if that had never happened, if that had just bounced off your head and we'd ignored it, then, you know, that moment would never have happened.
Yeah, true. You know?
So it's a very difficult conversation in that sense.
Yeah, but I mean, these things happen. It's a physical fucking sport, right? Yeah. It's activity. You
know? Yeah, and I think like this, I kind of was bringing it up when I was talking about how my hip holster got broke. So my hip quiver broke. And it's just like, as I say, you kind of have to risk those sort of things in RP can emerge because everyone's putting quite a bit of themselves into everything. Yeah. And, you know, someone can, in RP, reach up and rip a bit of your kit off, or hit you in the head. I mean, stuff happens.
The thing is that you're dealing with such a wide spectrum of people. Writing rules for that many people is really tough without making it seem like a completely neutered experience, you know?
So there's a thing that was like put forward, that they're trying to put forward, which is basically cinematic combat, which I really like the idea of. And it's like, it's something really nice to aspire to, but I think it appearing on the field, it needs a lot more experience from the players. And I think in a sense, we're all getting used to the idea of it just as a community, like, you know, trying to think about how you actually do that. And the thing is, if you're doing that and someone else that you're interacting with isn't, and then because there's that competitive nature naturally to it all, it really sort of bounces around areas.
I like the way it is now. I always feel like there's a referee on hand.
Yeah.
And if something's getting beyond, a referee will step in immediately. And I saw that a couple of times. You're so unaware of the referees all the time.
They're so good.
And then they just suddenly appear and deal with whatever. Like a guy got hit with an arrow in this battle because it was just an arrow fest.
Yeah.
And it hit him, and I saw him get hit, and then the referee, I think a few people did, and then the referee walked over and just went, "Hey man, you just got hit in the chest with an arrow, you're down." And he goes, "Oh," and then he lays down.
I think sometimes you're not really sure sometimes on some hits and things, and things can kind of... So I shot a orc mage from like... And it was like one of these things where it sort of hit her weapon and hit her at the same time, and it would be easy to sort of say maybe... That isn't a real hit.
Yeah, I totally agree. There's it's tough, man.
But a ref just sort of said, "Yeah, I think you're down." So then she went down straight away. So I think like in both situations, like it's interesting to see the refs are always actually really observant and see a whole bunch of stuff, and people are also really awesomely respectful of everything as well. Like, you know.
So what happened on your little bulge?
So on our side, there was a point where Urizen were getting really hard pressed on the left hand side. So I'm on the far right bubble, and we're getting pushed hard on the left hand side of that bubble, and they call for more people on their side. So I end up screaming towards the Navarre on our side, who we've got a lot of on the right of the bubble.
Yeah,
we need some people on the left, and I just shout it out. And I'm playing the archery game, so I'm more focusing on what's in front of me. I was just basically passing on the message. But I think the message I think what they thought I meant was, we need more people on the right, as in your gate.
Oh, shit.
Right, so I basically...
It's left. Oh, our right.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I called... Yeah, so they're on the right, and I'm calling them for them to go left. And I meant the left of our bubble. They thought I meant the left, the next gate, basically. Our gate. Yeah, the left gate. So a whole bunch of the Navarre forces, and I hadn't noticed... poured out of the gate, I think. And I think this is my fault. This is... I don't even know what's happened, happened. So I just turned around, a whole bunch of Navarre were leaving. I thought, oh no, this is my fault. I've made this happen. And they're going, heading off towards your gate. That whole flank is now collapsing. And all of a sudden, what goes from being like a really safe-ish kind of contain that we were doing, just completely buckles on one side and it closes in. It looked
crazy for where I was.
They had to then come charging back in. And I felt like such a douche. I'm not even sure, because of the craziness of battle, if it was even my fault. But I called for it, and then something happened, and I could definitely see how it could be my fault.
Who knows?
But who knows? It was crazy. And actually, even I see it was pretty cool, actually, to see, you know, I done fucked up, and then Navarre sort of came, burst back through and sort of saved it. We held, and then we withdrew. And yeah, I mean, it was a crazy experience.
Yeah, it was a real... Nature of the fight was a complete, standoff.
Yeah.
For an hour.
Yeah, just constantly getting kind of harassed by different forces on both sides.
We were threatened a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But it was like a few hard fights here and there. It was like a lot happened during that battle. Yeah. It was a long way. Obviously, like, it was, the wind wasn't too bad, very archery, yeah. right? Yeah. Which made me just want a bigger fucking shield. Like, oh my god, I need an upgrade so badly.
There were a whole bunch of times in that fight where it got very close, so archery actually became pretty easy. And it got to points where I was just calling for people in front of me to duck, and I was shooting over them and stuff, and it was going super cool. Like, I was having a great time with some of the, I think they were Dornish, who'd been sent through maybe to protect the healers, but I think they were actually ended up getting pushed into frontline action. Mm-hmm. I'm not entirely sure about that. I saw them
push out at one point. We were so close to each other.
Yeah.
We're so close.
So it was like, but it was so cool because I was like, I'd say like, you and the blue, duck, and then I'd literally shoot over his head and he'd stand up and carry on fighting. It was really cool. It was really cool. Like, yeah. So anyway.
The opposite side of that is a guy like me holding a tiny little shield that's just over the size of a buckler. Yeah. Or some people there just with pole arms suddenly become no good. Yeah. The antidote to pole arms is archers.
Yeah,
just murder them.
Yeah,
because like, you can't block with a weapon, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So it was crazy. But I think your side actually maybe you had it even crazier because after that moment we kind of went back through and
we came through and it was a really nice ordered defense and then everyone's kind of like filtering through and it's a pretty organized. It was pretty mean as we're leaving. There was a pretty bad fight, but we managed to pull out awesome retreat across the field. Everything's well. We're chuffed to bits, aren't we? Chuffed to bits.
In fact, it all went actually for. It had just the right mix of a really hairy situation that we battled hard and fought a way out of and succeeded in. Right. Totally. It was tough. It was a tough fought victory.
Yeah.
I think it was a victory at any rate.
It was a victory. It was a victory. I think we did. There was another objective. I can't remember what it was.
But yeah. Really so it was a tough fought victory and we walk out. And then. Yeah.
Is that when.
Yeah, we find out that.
Michael's dead,
yeah.
Oh, so, Good Day's brother who's come for the first time. So both brothers.
What? Both brothers? Both
brothers? Yeah. I mean, harrowing shit. I mean, just. They went out there. And he just wanted to join his brother in the labyrinth, I guess.
Yeah, and it was, oh man.
It's his first time out this weekend as well, so brutal.
And I think he literally, I didn't see this, but I think he literally went down right at the very end.
It was, a really tough withdrawal.
Yeah.
Like, it was really, they really came at us, because it was like, you know, oh, you're leaving, I was just waiting to, like, it was just brutal.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was, there was maybe 30, 40,
yeah,
maybe less than that when I left, and that was rough.
Yes,
like it was rough. I remember leaving, going like, "There's pressure on us."
Yeah. Oh, we got pushed out, right? Like, on in some ways.
So yeah, totally understandable. But this is the other thing. He's also a big, strong lad. You know, capable of handy with a weapon. You know what I mean? And
it doesn't matter who you are.
That's it. He's on the labyrinth. He's gone.
So,
but hold on, that's not true. Derry, Good Dave's character, is not in the labyrinth. He is a husk right now because he got killed by the Vallon.
Yeah, he's been. That's completely very forgot about that. So yeah, if you get killed by a Vallon, you basically your soul gets trapped and turned into a husk because when you get raised by the miasma. So a
zombie.
Yeah, and I remember we were all after. This is after the Friday battle where that happened. I remember sitting next to Darius, and he was telling everyone, oh, don't worry, he'll sort of find, you know, he'll go through the labyrinth and it'll be swift and all that. I just thought, like, I know that that's probably not true. Yeah. So I kind of walk over to him and I kneel next to him and I just kind of whisper, like, what if his soul's captured inside a husk? And Darius just looks at me. He's like, if that happens, we'll deal with it. It was so cool. It was so, like, he was, like, right now. Darius. He was so good because he did that whole thing that you see in movies where he basically is, like, right now, this is what people need to hear, but there's a, you know what I mean? It was so good. Yeah. It was
Darius is the guy, Big D, from previous episodes. People have been calling him Vitamin D. Vitamin D. The man's a goddamn hero, a legend.
Man, he's so good.
He's Big D, Darius, the absolute legend that is, and we had a really good time fighting with him over this weekend.
He's such a good guy. Like, we have, it's just a really good guy, and I was jealous you guys got to fight with him, really.
Yeah, we had a Fucking good time.
But that was awesome. So we got Trent. No, did we get Trent at the hospital after that? No, we didn't. We just went.
No, we just went on a merry little way.
It was great. The was good.
We had the Fawns Council after that, right?
Yes, we did. Yeah, the Fawns Council. So that was basically where that whole thing of having drinks, drink from this tea, I think it was, mm-hmm. and some music playing that would restore your health points and all your hero points.
Yeah.
And while that was going on, he talked through the battle. This is Kiartan, was sort of talking through the battle. Going through and allowing, some business. Yeah, going through different things. It was basically because we'd sort of, it was kind of like the standing there.
The man's a genius.
He's
right?
so good.
He's incentivized us coming together as a nation.
Yeah.
It's worth being there, even if you just want to sit there and yeah. like get your hero points back. At least you're going to understand the context of what's going on. I think yeah. it's a really good
it's
idea.
It's a really good idea.
You don't
idea.
Have to do it, and I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And so that was really good. Oh, yeah, no, I got that it was the new player battles. So
I had this whole thing this time round. Ifan is going to go and deal with this assassin situation, okay?
Okay.
That was my whole game plan for the whole weekend.
So what we're talking about here is...
Okay, yeah, so you got...
So in a previous event, there was a possibility that Talos was basically on a sort of a death list that might mean that there's some assassins out to kill him. There were various sort of things I'd seen throughout the day that maybe confirmed that might be true.
But I
was never certain.
It was
of
a friend
it,
of yours,
no proof.
But you were like kind of thinking it could be you as well, right?
Yeah, through association. Anyway, during OC, before the event, I've talked to Callum about it, who plays Lanius. He's the guy in Eurozone that I know. He tells me various things about it that he knows. But, you know, he's kind of doesn't tell me too much, I think, because obviously a lot of that's on-field conversation. But then there was a private eye who I think advertised
his services on the Navarre group. This is my plan, okay? I was in contact with the militia. I was going to go and talk to the militia about it and see what they could do for me.
Yeah.
I was going to go and hire a private eye.
Yeah.
I was going to get him to investigate this stuff.
Yeah.
And I was going to go on like merry little adventures trying to just hustle motherfuckers and trying to find out what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like Shaft or something.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah
what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna have a really good time, right? So my first point of call is to go and see Lanius. Idea was I was gonna track down the assassins.
Yeah.
And then I was gonna talk to them about the situation, and either we came to an agreement, or I'll just go mental and start stabbing people.
That was your plan.
That was my plan. That was my whole plan.
Now, when you say the plan,
that's
it sound
literally
any more ludicrous?
Saying it out loud sounds. Even more ridiculous now than maybe it would have been.
So you were going to track down some skilled, highly paid assassins.
Yeah.
Right? I'm using plural here.
I was
going to
threaten them.
Yeah. On your own.
Yeah.
On your own. Yeah. You're going to threaten them.
Yeah, I'm not risking any more Ashbourne.
And if they didn't agree to your threat, these highly skilled, well-paid, numerous assassins don't agree to your threat.
Yeah.
You would draw sword and do battle with
them. Yeah, I would absolutely just go mental, yeah. Yeah, I'll try and get a bumblebee.
Carry on, what a plan.
Yeah. I go and see Lanius, and I'm like, oh, Lanius. And he's like, oh, we're having a chat. And I'm like, so my friend Talos, he's under a lot of danger at the moment. Like, I'm worried about, like, the death list that you might be on.
Yeah.
That Talos might be on. He goes... Basically, the short of it is, why would they want to kill you? Because you're a tertiary member of all this, right? Lanius is even like a third, like a second along. And ever. So I was like, what? And he said something about there's someone having been caught and there was a trial. And I was just what?
So it's all been wrapped up kind of
thing. So there's no danger? Yeah. No, not at all. Just you have a great weekend. Oh, cheers, Lanius. Shit! Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's such a shame. I actually really, really would have liked that. I'm not trying to encourage anything.
It sounds ridiculous
like that.
Now I say it out loud, my plan, but
your
that was genuinely my plan.
No, hearing you say your plan is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it was. I thought it would go well. I really did.
Oh, man.
I honestly thought I would go around and, like, ask questions and then be like,
yeah.
So just RP it. Just
it's really
ridiculous.
Good. I think, yeah, I think.
I didn't think I'd actually get to the bottom of it. The only reason why I thought I would ever actually meet said assassins would be if they just heard that someone was asking so loudly for them.
Yeah, that came out to dealt with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then I'd do battle, Ian.
You'd do battle. Unbelievable.
Threatening Ashbourne, Ian.
I love the imagery of you just like standing in front of like, I've got like 4 or 5 people.
Yeah.
Who are like skilled killers. I'm being like,
yeah,
throw down your swords and submit. Like the balls of it.
Take
the absolute steel.
This is not a negotiation. Take Talis off your death list immediately, or there will be hell to pay.
Yeah. Oh, dude, like, yeah, no, that would have been really cool.
Yeah, just like, he would have got just like Matt P, just like Matt P said, you know, just
buy it like you own it.
Yeah,
or like, about you renting it.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Just do it. Yeah, new player meeting.
Yes,
so that was a new player, battle, So they had these. They had a couple of skirmishes on the Saturday afternoon. That was for designed at people that were new to Anvil.
This was a really cool idea. I thought
it's such a good idea. Yeah. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
So they're two skirmishes specific, and I think there are 100 people each, and they're specifically designed for new people. And what they've done is they've set them up against a kind of a slightly lighter foe, which is just a training opportunity to sort of field a lot of new people, because it is very difficult to do these battles when you're green.
You're immediately thrust into top tier gameplay, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no tiers that build you up to. You could be fighting someone that's been there for 6 years. That's an absolute beast. Like 20
hit points and
or just loads of skills, really good at fighting.
Yeah.
I honestly think skill at fighting is, outweighs stats.
Oh, obviously, yeah, massively.
100%. So I go and see Lanius, right? Yeah. Obviously, my whole weekend is now like, God, that's so bad that's my weekend plan is to go and do that. But so I head off and I go and see. So I see a whole bunch of people mustering. I think I saw Lloyd.
I'd sent them off at this point, him and Michael, to go.
So I run over there and I'm like, all right, boys, like, you guys ready for this? And blah, blah, blah. And they're like, they're kind of nervous, but haven't like up for it. And I'm just like, man, that seems really good fun. And then they were like, why don't you join us? Right. Yeah. And I was like, nah, man, it's good, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then someone yelled, I think it was the person in one of the sergeants or whatever, was just like, we're actually short or whatever. And I was just like, oh, what, you guys are short? And I was just like thinking, we'd love 2 Ashbourne in less than 2 days, brutal. So I'm like, well, I'm not, oh God. And all I've got is Bungle's short sword with me, which is, well, it's a good weapon, but that's all I've got, right? So I'm like, all right, the Navarre camp's too far, but I'm like, hold on 1 second. Let me go and look at something. If I come back and you still need help, I'll come along, right?
Yeah.
So I run off, and it's the High Guard.
Yeah, right next to the gate.
Okay. Yeah. So I kind of jog down there, and I'm looking around. And there's a nice lady sitting on a stool just outside. And I go to her like, hey, like, I give her the short version of it. You know, like, there's a skirmish, new player skirmish. 2 of my striding are there. They're short. I want to join them, but I don't have a shield. Can you lend me one? I literally did it like that. Bam. You know what I mean? Like, and she just went, maybe, you know, come in. And then I said something like, as we're walking into the tent, I went, oh, and even your trash will do. I don't mind. And then one of the guys in the tent goes, we don't have trash here. And it was just, fuck yeah. So like, I'm in High Guard High and there's guard, all these High Guard people hanging out being High Guardian or whatever.
Yeah. There's a real cool thing between High Guard and Navarre. Like, there's, because they walk the trods with us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of like, they're such a weird nation to have like an alliance with. But I think because High Guard are also all about trying to solve the big evils kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They kind of get the whole Navarre thing and we kind of get their thing. They're just a very weird cross on that Venn diagram.
I love them. I absolutely love them. And High Guard is
so badass.
I love,
dude.
High Guard, yeah. So anyway, especially, they lent me a shield and giant fucking shield it was. It's huge. Like, honestly, it covered, it was just so massive. It was like one of the things that I had, literally a strap on it that I had to tighten on my arm.
That's so cool.
And hold it on a metal, like a wood, thick wooden thing here. So like, it was awesome.
It sounds amazing.
Truly, like, I felt safe as houses. Like, literally, I'm not like a big guy. So it was like, I'm just hid behind this giant fucking shield.
Yeah, that's great.
So we start marching forward and it's just, it's all these new guys and us, right?
Yeah.
So we're like, start marching forward. I'm like realizing I'm the experience here.
Yeah.
So I start like saying words of encouragement. Do you know what I mean? Like, and like, work together. You know what I mean? Like, walking towards there, and I think it's quite stoic, you know, as we head through. And what meets us as we go through the gate is a whole bunch of orcs scattered around in like a clearing, Yeah. And there's a pen with humans in it.
Okay.
And they're like slaves.
Okay.
Right? And we're there to rescue the slaves.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
And then a group of them right in the front have got a human and they're holding it with a knife in front of them. Like they're going to kill them if we come any closer.
Right.
So we start marching forward, obviously, right, with the Empire. And then it's pretty sketchy because they're all spread out. So our force have to kind of go out and meet them. Yeah. And you can feel the nerves in the air.
Yeah.
Because it's a new player thing. It was really exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I start heading towards the guy with the knife to this yeah. person, the slave. I start yelling at him like, "If you kill her, I'll kill your whole family. I'll kill all of them. I'll kill your whole family." I'm yelling at this guy. Right. And he's like, "You come any closer, I'll do it." I was like, "Oh, you won't do it. I'll literally kill your whole family." Right. We start heading towards him. And then suddenly some fighting breaks out on the left. And then we're suddenly just stuck in. I don't know what happened. I think the person survived.
Right.
I think they did. I think they survived. I'm not
100% sure. In my image, he drops the knife and runs in and then gets stabbed up by everybody else.
Yeah, it was just, there was a lot of fighting. But it was really good seeing like new players who were like, so I was holding this massive shield and I've got no range with my
little. Yeah, your little short. Sure.
So there's this guy standing next to me with a spear. I say to him, every time I move forward and attack, you move forward with me, okay? Yeah. And then we just start stepping forward and just wrecking people. Right, like as soon as you start working together as like a team in that front line,
you can do a lot.
You can really dish it out. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden we just start winning.
Yeah.
And it was a really nice tiny. I know it was a new player one. It was just a really fun little.
Everyone
battle.
Looked like they had a great time.
Man, I think it was a really nice learning environment for everyone to be like, this is basically how you fight one on one. You know.
Yeah, I think they'd also, you know, they'd chosen an enemy, then hung them loads of skill points and things like that. And I think that had been like a huge part of it, right? They sort of set the foe up in a way where they could be beaten,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it wasn't like loads of skills being thrown against them. No, and stuff like
also
that.
They had no skill points as well. Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like,
but I think it was just a really nice environment. Anyway, but there's still a lot of running around and fighting, right? Yeah. It's the way it is. So yeah, new player skirmish, that was good. I should go and I'm going to go into like selling vodka at this point, I think.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea.
This happened on Saturday and Friday throughout the day generally. But so I made all this vodka and I put it in little vials. And I was like, if I charge 5 rings a piece,
yeah,
I'll get like a throne or something for it, right? Or just over a throne.
That's
pretty excited.
Yeah.
I bought a little makeup
really nice.
Case.
Yeah, that looked with a really
mirror
nice.
On it,
yeah.
And carry it around.
It's and he fun. Had all these little jugs. They were little kind of jars. Little demijohns, right?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah,
little screw caps, sorry.
Little screw cap little things.
Kind of like the things you get those sort of your jam in when you buy like a cream.
They're literally jam jars, I think they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Selling these are quite difficult. When a strange man approaches you and offers you vodka that he has infused with different things in tiny little vials.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not...
But you'd kind of gone for that whole kind of moonshine kind of vibe, right, with it. That's the aesthetic you'd purposely gone for.
But it was very difficult to try and get any money for it. So I started to do like, I'll just give it to people like prosperity. You can drink it. If you want to give me some coin for it, you can.
Yeah.
You get about a 1 in 3 return
on that
with that strategy. People really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Everyone enjoyed it, but
yeah,
it wasn't great returns.
But I think you had great fun making it, right? And selling it is always good fun. And the RP you can get out of selling it.
Yeah, I tried to give some to some patrons. I pretty much failed in all of that. So if you're a patron, thank you very much. I will try hard next time with bait goods or something and be more organized. But
it's difficult. I think the logistics of actually, if you say you actually want to meet someone at a specific mm-hmm. time, it's actually quite hard.
Dude, and everyone's got shit to do. Like, you can show up at someone's camp and they're just not there.
Yeah, like a lot.
Like, I tried to find a bunch of people at this event and I would show up and they would be off doing other things.
Which is completely understandable. Yeah, right? They might be looking for you and they can't find you.
Also, we have nothing to tell the time.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to have to sort that out because I think having a timepiece would really help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, what after that? I mean, I guess. Then do we go on? Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, so one thing, now I've taken alchemy as a character skill. I can brew potions. And obviously, I've been working on this alchemist book during the downtime. I spent ages basically putting this whole thing together. I have like a nice sort of list, and I have like icy reasons to obviously want to go and brew potions and stuff. So one thing I wanted to do to start with, because we haven't got loads of herbs, but we slowly accumulated a surplus. One thing I wanted to do was make things called elixir vitae for everybody in the group, which is basically stuff that restores free hit points.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got a whole bunch of the herbs together, went down to God, and basically you just sort of hand over what you want, tell them what that will produce, they'll check it, and then basically just give you cards back for it to for however many you made. So I made 5, I think, at the time. And then you leave with those potion cards. And then what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to go and role play 10 minutes of brewing a potion.
Mm.
I was pretty weak sauce, to be honest, and I didn't really do that. And so I just basically went back to camp, and then like much later when I saw you guys, I gave you the potions. Yeah. But what I'd intended to do, I bought these like little glass decanters, and I had these little bottles I was going to pour them all into, and I was going to get different liquids for each decanter so it would match the sort of visual descriptions I have in my book, stuff like that. But I just ran out of time, basically, just completely ran out of time. And just, as I say, flying around trying to do everything, because straight after that, I think it was the first of the skirmishes.
Yeah, we should probably take a break before we get into the skirmishes, because that's going to be a really long one, and I think we should take a
break. Yeah, we could do that with Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. So, come back for this epic skirmish that we go on for the thing. Okay, be all right.
Looks like our friend is doing a spot of grave robbing. I lost the other tracks further back. Whoever that is could be anywhere within this maze. Let's get closer and see what she's up to.